It was a good start to the Newcastle Jets. They punished Wellington Phoenix. I think it was away too, 2-1, a great start. And we're joined now, Newcastle Jets defender, Daniel Mullen. Good morning.
Morning, Michael. Morning, Andrew.
2-1, mate. That's a good result.
Yeah, it was, especially, you know, it was an away game. And I think Wellington's one of the toughest teams to play away. So it was definitely a good result. First game of the season. Good to get off with a 3 points as well.
And down to 10 men for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. That was probably the biggest test in the whole game, losing our captain, Nigel Bogart, for the last 10 minutes. I think the boys showed that, you know, we were quite strong and compact still in the last 10. And, you know, the foundations were set before that throughout the game. And, yeah, we sort of hung on, which was good.
The Jets, in more recent times, they've done it tough, Daniel, with the Tinkler situation and what have you. How does it feel this year?
Yeah, look, this year's got a complete different feel to it. I was here for the last 10 games last year, and there was a bit of unrest and, you know, within the club. And this year, things have been turned around through, you know, we've got a different coach now, Scott Miller, a different assistant coach. And we've brought in a number of different players that have come in and shown a lot of experience and leadership. And there's definitely a different feel. I think we've got our first game this week against Sydney FC at home. Which will be a big one, and hopefully we can get a big crowd and see the fans come back out, you know, like it was in the old days.
Well, that's it. It certainly feels like there's been a change there with the change of ownership. How tough was it last year? And, you know, was it you know, is that all it needed for a new coach to come in to have that, you know, that new feeling about it?
Well, I mean, firstly, I was only here for the last 10 games, and I only saw the back end of it. Mm. However, you know, it's not just one person, you know, that changes the club. There's a whole process that, you know, that needs to be, that needs to go through. And we started with the coach, then we got the assistant coach in as well, John Paul DeMarini from Melbourne Victory, who's been brilliant. And then, you know, there's been some changes to the backroom staff as well. There's been a lot of players come in and gone as well, which has made a massive difference. But yeah, you can't just put it down to one person or one action. It's definitely been a massive change throughout the club.
Daniel, you've got Sydney FC, Hunter Stadium, Saturday afternoon. FC started okay. They had a 1-1 with City, but they were tough last year.
Yeah, we've watched the game against Melbourne City, and they're definitely a strong team. They've got a lot of depth. They've got some brilliant players, very dangerous. But they're definitely beatable, and this is going to be our, like I said before, our first game at home. So we're going to look to make Hunter Stadium a fortress, and this is the start. So it doesn't matter who we play against. It's always important when we're playing at home. We're going to come out to win, and you know, we've got the first win under our belt last week away from home. So we should draw a lot of confidence from that.
Well, the good people of the Hunter, they love their sporting teams. They love their footy teams.
It's a great area for that.
Absolutely. It'd be good to see them get behind the Jets. What about you, Daniel? What are your personal goals for this year? The national team is back on the horizon?
Yeah, I don't want to think about the national team or anything else except for Newcastle Jets at the moment. I've had a good pre-season. It's been a long one, 16 weeks.
Yes.
So, you know, the time's come now just to focus on Newcastle Jets. You know, each game I want to be consistent this year and play my part in hopefully a successful team.
Thank you, Daniel. It'll be nice for you guys just to get on and play football, and hopefully all that other garbage is gone. So, great
absolutely.
Start, and good luck against FC this weekend.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, Michael.
Well done. Daniel Mullen there. It is the A-League up and running. They'll take on FC Hunter Stadium. If you're listening up there, get to that ground and make it a fortress Saturday afternoon. You can catch all the action as well, 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 505. We're approaching another break. It is 8 o'clock almost on the Big Sports at Breakfast. Just to let you know, we've got Lisa Stelaker, who is one of our all-time great women cricketers. I was going to say lady cricketers. She doesn't like lady. And she's come out of retirement to join the Sydney Sixers in the inaugural season of the Women's Big Bash. So that's a fantastic thing for all the women involved. And Lisa, rightly so, she's still young enough anyway to come out and play one more time.